Hello, my name is Narissa Crayer, and I am the Chief Medical Officer of Entrada Therapeutics. At Entrada, our mission is to treat devastating diseases with intracellular biologics. We have a novel approach that addresses challenges associated with the design and development of biologics for intracellular space and allows us to engage targets previously considered inaccessible and undruggable. Our lead program is looking at potential new treatments for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. I am really pleased to present data for the first time at this important patient meeting. As this audience knows, Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a rare neuromuscular disorder caused by mutations in the dystrophin gene. These mutations lead to absent or insufficient dystrophin protein production. Lack of functional dystrophin and its resultant muscle damage and degeneration results in progressive muscle weakness, respiratory insufficiency, and cardiomyopathy. Antisense oligonucleotides, or ASOs, are molecular tools that alter RNA and thus protein expression. In the case of Duchenne, the specific type of ASO we are working on is called phosphorodiamidate morpholino oligomer, or PMO. These PMO tools are designed to skip mutated or missing exons, resulting in restored reading frame and subsequent expression of dystrophin. A hurdle that has been faced with systemic administration of PMOs is that there is a limited exposure and poor endosomal escape in target tissues. We have a proprietary cyclic peptide that is called endosomal escape vehicle, or EEV, that is designed to facilitate intracellular delivery and endosomal escape. This poster explains experiments that we have conducted in the MDX mouse model of Duchenne. The data we are sharing explains two experiments. One with single intravenous injection of EEV plus PMO, and the other with repeated intravenous injections compared to PMO alone versus control. In the first experiment, following a single intravenous injection of 20 milligram per kilogram EEV plus PMO, high exon skipping levels were observed across skeletal muscle, diaphragm, and heart, and this exon skipping persisted for at least 4 weeks post-dose. Additionally, exon skipping led to significant restoration in dystrophin protein levels that were again sustained for at least 4 weeks post-dose. Importantly, the newly produced dystrophin was correctly localized to the membrane and uniformly distributed. In the second experiment, the MDX mice received repeated weekly intravenous administration of EEV plus PMO at 10 milligram per kilogram for 4 weeks. 1 week post-injection, significant exon skipping was seen, more than 30% in the heart and more than 50% in skeletal muscles, as well as dystrophin restoration, where we saw more than 30% dystrophin in all tissues evaluated. Meanwhile, 4 times weekly unconjugated PMO, or meaning PMO alone, only resulted in minimal exon skipping and undetectable dystrophin protein production. Repeated treatment with EEV plus PMO dramatically reduced the serum creatine kinase, or CK, level. This is a standard biomarker for muscle damage. In the MDX mouse model, we saw a similar range seen as in the normal mouse, whereas with PMO alone, there was no impact on CK level. In summary, these data demonstrate EEV is highly potent for PMO delivery in the MDX mouse model. EEV delivery leads to robust exon skipping and dystrophin correction, in addition to CK levels becoming normal. Importantly, we are seeing exon skipping and dystrophin production not only in skeletal muscle, but also heart and diaphragm. It is important to note that these are animal data and further work is ongoing at Entrada. All of these data are important contributions to our broader understanding of potential therapeutic development for Duchenne and hopefully gets us closer to new and impactful treatments. We look forward to continuing our research in Duchenne and hope to be able to share additional data with you at future meetings. On behalf of my colleagues at Entrada, I'd like to thank you for visiting our research poster.